We are learning Mesechtes Bamatzia Daf Nivavam Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Nivavam Alf, brand new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Elu Dvarim She'elam Hanah. The following things, there is no Issa Hanah Oina'a, and it's learned that from a Pasik, that there's no Issa Oina'a from the following things. Ha'avadim, if someone overcharges on Avadim, Vahashtarais, or they sell a shtar, sell a banknote, a note that says you owe me money, so if you overcharge on that, also there's no Oina'a, Vahakakois, properties, Vahakdeshois, and Hektish. And besides not having Oina'a, in Lam Tashlumi Kefal, there's no Chi of Kefal when it comes to these four things. There's no the payment of Avava Chamisha, which only applies to Ashar Veseh. So therefore, obviously, there's no Avadim Shtar Skakayas, doesn't apply to Tashlumi Avava Chamisha. It means Hektish. If you're Makdish, a Behema, so there, if you sell that Oila, there's no Oina'a. And if someone steals it and Shechs it, there's also no Chi of Dal Behe. Shemechinam ain't a Nishba. Shemechinam, if he says that it was stolen, he doesn't have to swear. There's no chiyuv shvuah on these items. And there's no chiyuv of a geneva for a shem esachar either. Because these things are all have a miyat from the parasha of shemrim, the parasha of a geneva, the parasha of a noah, like the Gemara will explain. Rabbi Shimon says, famous Rabbi Shimon, kachim shuchai v'achriusam. If you have a carbon that you're chayv nachrayis, for example, you say hare alai oila, you say I'm going to bring oila, and you're mafresh this behema for oila. Now, if this behema gets lost, you have to bring another one. So it comes out when someone taking away this behema is causing you a loss, and in such a case, it's like they stole my money. So kashrut of chayv bechrusam yashlo mayinav. V'sheinu chayv bechrusam. If you say hare zeh, if you say this carbon should be an oila, so then you're not a chayv nachrayis. If it gets ruined, okay, that carbon, this guy stole a carbon. I'm not mechuyev. Therefore, there's no affect on me, so there you're not, there is no Oina. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, besides those four things, these three things also don't have Oina, like the Gemara will explain why. And Amrullah, they said, the Cham Argu, Amrullah, only said those four don't have Oina, and not these things, Sefer Torah, Behemah, Magarlis, are those do have Oina according to the Chacham. And we'll have to wait to the Gemara to explain that machlekes. So the first Gemara will discuss what's the makar. There's no oina by karka, hektish, and avodim and shtaros. Zok the Gemara. Not immediately. How do we know? Talmud the Brisa v'chisim kru mem kolami secha. It says in the pasuk, the parasha of oina. It says v'chisim kru mem kolami secha. Ekonomi ar misecha. You sell something to your friend, or you buy something from your friend. Al toinu ish esachiv. Don't overcharge your friend, your brother. Don't overcharge your brother. And it says Lashon miyad amisecha dava nikna miyad liyad, something that passes from hand to hand. Yotzu karkoyes shenu metaltlim, karkoyes cannot be passed from hand to hand. Therefore, it's excluded from the parasha of Oina. Yotzu avadim shukshu karkoyes comes to exclude avadim also. That's hukas karkoyes. There's a hekesh to karka. Yotzu staris dechsiv v'chisimkru memker. So we know karka and avadim are out because karka is not miyad and avadim are hukas or karkois. How do we know that? The pasuk says v'snechaltem oisam. It says that you should give over biyerusha your avadim v'snechaltem oisam levnechem acharechem l'reshet achuzah. And we darshin that it's hukas la'achuzah, which is a piece of karka. So avadim is like karka. What about shtaros? Yotzu shtaros dechsiv v'simkru memker misha gufei machar v'gufei kanui. Only something that you could sell it that has a substance to it that it can be sold. Staros, what you're buying is not the piece of paper. You're buying what it says, the words on the paper, the chayv on the paper. That does not gufei mamon. It's not mamon that has some substance to it, and therefore it's not a regular mechira. It's not a regular kinyan, and it's excluding from the parash of Eina, which says memker, which is a gufei macher. And the star is only for a raya, what it says in it. So mekana amru. So therefore, if that's the point why stars don't have oina, because it's not gufi mamon. So therefore, amoiches the race of the baisim. But if you sell the star to the baisim, that's the one who sells the perfumes and different smelling like besamim. So there used to wrap the besamim, used to wrap the shmek tabak in pieces of parchment. So there, they're actually buying the parchment, not what it says in the parchment. So then there is Oina. So Mekan Omru, from here we say that if you sell Hamechus Reis L'Baisam Yesh Lama Oina, so Amar says Pshita, of course, obviously, they're buying the paper. They're not buying what it says on the paper. Pshita L'Fukim Rav Kan, Amar Ein Oina L'Prutas. We have before, the Vanyama holds Ein Oina L'Prutas, Kamash V'lon, that Yesh Oina L'Prutas, Kamash V'lon from this Mekan Omru, that Yesh Oina L'Prutas. So we already explained avodim, karkois, and shtaris. Heino hekdeshes, hekdeshes amakra, achiv lo hekdesh. That the whole paras veino only applies to your brother, not hekdesh. So the Gemara weiter, this whole drasha when it comes to karka, and in turn it also is the hekdesh to avodim. So how do we know karka is no ino? Because it says that kona miyad amisecha. Miyad is coming to exclude karka, which is not miyad. Great thing about Akasha. Maskel Rabba Mamel. Klaichet Xiv Yodo, Yodi Mamish. Every time it says the word Yad, it means Mamish the hand. Yodi Mamishu. Elamiata, the Xiv, it says in the Pasuk. It says, Vaikicheshbon ir Sicho in Melacha Marihi. Vahu Nilcha Melacha Mayav Harisha. Mikachas Kol Artsam Yodo, Yad Arnoin. It says that Sicho in Melacha Marihi took away from Mayav. As Artsoy Me Yodo, Yad Arnoin. So you see, you could take the Eretz from the land from your hand. So Hakanami Klarvi Yodiava was the land in his hand? Nakala Ella was a mean Meshusa. Hakanami Konami Armisak was his Meshusa. So who said it's coming through Karka? Maybe we see Loshin Yad by Karka as well, but it says Vikakas Klaritsa Yodai. So Mars says back to you, what do you mean Khalikh the Ksiv Yodi Lav Yodim Amish? I'll bring you two rayas that normally Yodim is Yodim Amish. Tiny Braisa when it comes to paying kefal, it says, in Matzi Timotzi Biyodai, if someone steals something and it's found in his hand. So you only see from this pasuk that if someone steals something by hand, he pays kefil. How do we know if he puts something onto his roof and he closes the door? Gagoy chatzeroy, or his backyard, v'kafifoy, or his yard. Menayin chatzeroy is his front yard, kafifoy is his backyard. How do you know if you put it there and you close the door, you chayev kefil? Because it says biyada, it's mashu dafke yad. Menayin tamalei motzi tamotzi. In any case, pay kefal. Time the kasha achmona matzit to matzit. It's only because the Torah makes a riboy of matzit to matzit. Halav ha'chiyav mina kohecha the tziv yad. The yadim mamishu. It means yad mamish. So you see from here, this price that really yad means yad mamish. So why you ask me yad is me yad mamish? Yeah, yad does mean yad mamish. But su another price. The time limit another price. So not some biyad. I just want to get that the husband gives the get in the hand of the isha. Ainly al yad da gagor chaser kafifa manayin. How do you know that if you put it into her hand? We don't know her hand. How do you put it onto her roof or onto her chatzar or into her backyard? Menayin, how do you know that's a good get? Tamleim v'nosam mekol makom. We darshin v'nosam mekol makom. Don't say v'yado netenenu. It says v'nosam before v'yado. We learn from there that v'nosam mekol makom. But what do you see? That without that, mekol makom, time to cause achmar v'nosam halav achav mina kol echad eksev v'yado yadim mamish. So we see from two brises, yad mid yad mamish. So the Gemara is right. So I ask me veikach as kol arutz amiyadoi. There you see, you find loshem yadoi by karka. So the answer is like this: I'll call yadoi yadoi mamishu. Usually yadoi is yadoi mamish, and that's the first hashkafa for rishayna. That's the when you look at it the first way. That is the way it is, and that's why we learn out there's a miyat of when it comes to karka. Veshani hasam, I the pasuk veikach as kol arutz amiyadoi. There is no choice. There's the only choice that we know it means the land. You stole a city, so there we know it means mirushusa. And there we say mirushusa. But pasuk shat it means yada yada mamish. By Rav Zeir, Rav Zeir is like this. Schiris yesh loy oino or in loy oino. Shaila Rav Zeir is like this. We know that when you buy something, there's oino. Now, what about by karka, there's no oino. Still by karka, there's no oino. So there's oino when it comes to buying metaltlim. And when it comes to karka, there's no oino. Now, how do you look at schiris of metaltlim? When you rent metaltlim, you want to rent a lawnmower, which is metaltlim. Is there oino or not? That's posh by karka. There's no oino because even mechira is no oino. The question is, what about schiris shel metaltlim? Is that oino or not? What's the shaila? The Gemara explains. Memka marach mano avaloy schiris. Maybe dafka memker only a mecher. Tari says dafka mecher not schiris, not renting. Oydum aloy shno, no difference. Amalei abaya miksev memkar lo oilo memkar stomach sev. Doesn't say it has to be memkar forever. V'hai nam v'yoy mechiruhu. So biggest soid in Kol Shas is that schiris is considered a mechiru lizman. It's considered a sale. It's a mechiru lizman. That's what it is. It's a schiris lizman. And at this point, the person who buys it owns it, just lizman, and it's called the mechira, and therefore avad the is aino. So if you rent metaltlim and you get overcharged, there is the parasha of aino. Boyer Rava, chitim mezarim bekarka. You have chitim and you plant it in the ground, and it didn't take root yet. So it's not mamish part of karka, but on the other hand, sitting in the karka. Mao, is that evident karka regarding aino or not? Yes, lo aino, ayin lo aino. Gemara is explaining the shayla. Command the shadim bekade dam yom. Yes, lahem I know. Is it like it's sitting in a jug and it is I know? Because it's not a karka, just sitting in a jug. It's sitting in the ground, but it's not like it's attached to the ground because it's not attached. Or Dilma, once I put in the ground and cover it, and I want it to take root, that's called a bittul. Dilma bittul gabe ara, and therefore it's ksira par karka, and there's no ina. So Gemara wants to know, what exactly is the shayla? What's the case? Hechidami. Ilem adam iu shadoye bashisa. If the case was that he said, he told the sharecropper that, or the case was, the sharecropper told the owner, I planted 6 sa'an, and therefore pay me for it. I planted that much, that's how much I put in. I need the expenses. And he also said, you only put in 5, and the shayla was, didn't take root yet, and the shayla was, is there a chiyav einah here? So Freyti Gemara, in such a case, it's not a shayla v'ainah. If I tell you to do 6, and you claim you did 6, and then Edom come and say you did 5, that's not a ainah, that's a mekach toy. So I'm a rava called Davashem, Midavashem, Mishkov, Shaminyan, a filipachas v'ainah chayzer. Anytime we make something up, very clearly, we make up that this is the way it is, and then you don't come through with the contract, that's not a shayla of ainah, that's shayla of mekach toys. And even by karka, you have mekach toys. Therefore, it's not a gay of the shayla. Because mekhtoy is my karka. What do you mean like this? If I make up for you a price, let's say, I say I'm buying that bike for $100, and you charge me, we made up $100, you charge me $120. That's not a, you know, that's a mekhtoy. We made up $100. Case of know is, you charge me $120, and that's what we made up the whole time. Still, that's a no, because you overcharge me. But if I make up $100, give me $120, that's mekhtoy. So here, if that's the case, you didn't do what we made up, so what's the difference if it's karka? It's a mekhtoy. Zog to Gemara, it can't be the case. It's not the shayla. It can't be the shayla. They told the sharecropper, you put in what the field needs. And it turned out, he didn't put in enough. And he wants his regular salaries. Here's shayla v'ayinah. You didn't put in what the karka needs. But shayla, this is called karkan, and then it's no v'ayinah. Or if this zriya, these zrayim are called metaltlim, then there is v'ayinah. Yesh l'v'ayinah, ilam v'ayinah. Command the shod of the kadam yod. You look at those roim. That's command. It's like it's in a jug. Yes, lo mayinah. There's ainah because you charge me for 5 sa'am of zroim. You charge me extra. You charge me kilu. It was more because that's what the field really needs. And you said it needs this, and the mice needs more. Or maybe those roim are bottled to the ground, so it's sitter a masa or mat on the back karka, and there's no ainah. Like Rashi speaks out, because the bayilah kamash the charach karka the midi the umdina. Something that has to be evaluated, the shriach atoh, that people make mistakes, have a kedinah ina. So here, the shayla is, when you have zroim in a karka, is that considered part of the karka when it didn't take root? Is it like just sitting in the karka, it's like sitting in a jug, or it's like part of the karka, and then it has din of a karka, and the first shayla was gabi ina. The next shayla is gabi shvua. Nishbam aleim, ain't nishbam aleim. What's the shayla of shvua? So Rashi says the shayla of shvua was that I, taina, that I gave you 6 psalm of Zerom to plant. I said, I gave you the shirkah, I gave you for my own 6. And you only did 5, so you owe me one. You owe me one saw. And he says, no, I did 5.5, so I owe you a half, but not a full one. So here's the shiloh of Moida Mixas. And where does Zerom sitting? Zerom is sitting in the ground. So the shiloh is this is called Shvu'al Karka or not? The Shvu'al Malayim and the Shvu'al Malayim. Command the Shadya Bekad Adam even the Shvu'al Malayim. It's like sitting in a jug and you're swearing in it. Or maybe it's bottled to the ground. You don't make a shvua on this. That's what Rashi learns the shaila. Tosh Sirosh has a kasha on this. Speak Tosh Sirosh. V'kasha. The mashach can bitla agavara. Re'dava tolo shaylamenum. I'm asking you for the extra half. And the other half is not in the ground. So what shaykh is? Why is this called a shaila of karka? What's Rashi talking about? And therefore, the Tosh Sirosh has a different shat than Rashi. Let me read you the Taisus Rosh's own pshat. Taisus Rosh says, "V'nira the ayir be'ed echad shemeid the chitam alolu hazruim v'karkeim shal teveya." That it was landed up in the ground somewhere, and that belongs to the and that belongs. The case of shvur is not made the mixas. It says that thing in the ground belongs to the teveya and the chayav shvur. But the problem is it's in the ground, and that's the shaila: is it considered karka where einish ba malakarka, or is it considered matatlam einish ba malayim? And another shaila is Oimer about the same question where you have seeds in the ground? Is it part of bottle of the ground or not? Is Oimer Matirim Eina Matirim? This is the Geya, the Yontov of Pesach, that on the second day of Pesach they brought the carbon Oimer, that was Mata or the Chadash. Now, here it was in the ground, but it didn't take root. Is the Oimer Matir it or not? What's the case? Hechidami. Ida Ashrish, if it took root, Tanina, it's a first Shabraisa, a first Mishnah. Id Loya Ashrish, if it didn't take root, Tanina was a first Mishnah. The Tanah looked at the Mishnah. That if you have tvua, mishrishu kaidim la'imer, if it took root before the aimer, aimer matiram, that's not called chadash. If it took root before the Omer was brought, that Omer is matter that to eat. Asurim. If not, it's also Achiyavim Bar until the next year. So what's the Shah? The Shah is what grows here. Of course, if it didn't take root, then you have to wait for next year. So I'm like, Tricha, the Chatzdinu, you had Chadosh that you cut, it was ready to eat, and you replanted it. As a Rinu Kain Lomer, you put it in the ground before Pesach, but also Yom Chav Lomer, and it passed the Karban Omer. Like Esther's Kain Lomer, but it didn't take root. So now the question is, that Tfua, which is Royal Achila, but was in the ground, does the Omer work for that or not? Ma'ul Minka, you let take out that Tfua to eat, Omecha Manahu. That's Pashid, if this Tfua takes root and it grows, that for sure is next year's Omer, because it didn't take root before Pesach. The question is, this Tfua alone, that was Royal Achila and it passed the Omer, is like it's sitting in a jug and the Omer is matted. It's part of the ground. It's part of the ground. It's karka ba'alma dami. It's not shaykh Omer, and therefore it can't patter it. So we have altogether three shilas when it comes to the shiloh of something's in the ground and it didn't take root. The shiloh is bought to the ground. One shiloh is gabi oino, another shiloh is gabi shvua, and another shiloh is if the Omer can be matter it, since it's in the ground, is it part of the ground or not? And the shiloh is Omer is matter it or not.